Who is Shooter Jennings for 50, Alex?
Country bumpkin.
I'm sorry, you should have said what is.
Oh.
Less than a minute now. Tool time for 200. This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No. Whoa. They teach you that in school in Utah, huh? Al.
What's a rake?
A rake is right.
Getting up, everybody. Welcome to the new and improved Flea Show. I've always wanted to say that, and no, I did.
What makes it new and improved, Brandon?
I don't know. I just like saying that. We know radio stations that have been new, for years.
That's true.
And really, it's not.
It's just they played Jedi mind tricks on you. I am Ken. I think it's
new. Oh, this is Randy. Hi.
I think it's new and improved because sober today. 20 minutes sober, Randy. 20 minutes sober.
You may be. I am too, but the doctor's got me on some new medicine.
Oh, really?
Up to my intake on the blood pressure medicine, and I'm kind of a whack job today.
Something like a good whack job.
Nothing like a good whack job. Well, I don't have a whole lot to talk about today, but I did hear a story earlier today that I'd like to bring to your attention.
Yes.
There is a guy, I think in North Carolina, that had his house repossessed from him and all the contents because he wasn't paying his bill.
Oh, really?
And he wants his leg back.
Really?
Wants his leg back. His leg was amputated when he was involved in an airplane crash years back. And when they took items from his house, his leg was being stored in a smoker grill that he had.
Wow.
And he wants his leg back, which I think the court decided he's going to get his leg back because he wants to be buried with it when he does pass away. What in the hell are you doing with a leg and a smoker? This really concerns me. And if I'm a judge,
yeah.
I'm thinking
cannibalism.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Up until the part where you said the guy had his leg amputated and had it in the smoker, I thought you were talking about Sam Perkins.
No, I wasn't talking about Sam Perkins. I don't know who the guy's name is. I'm just relating a story that I heard. I don't even know if it's true, but I'm assuming it is.
Because you can't make that up. You can't make that up at all.
There are so many other things out there that happen that are true via Britney Spears or Kevin Federline or K-Fed or whatever.
FedEx. He's the dad now. He's got custody of the kids, apparently. The courts have said enough with Britney Spears being crazy. That's how it goes.
Think maybe he skipped through the house going, check, payday.
Oh, yeah. And that's the whole, everyone's like, well, Kevin Federline, the last couple of months has really cleaned his act out. Yeah, well, you know what? When you get $70,000 a month or whatever it's going to be, that'll clean me up, too.
Yeah, I know he was getting like $20,000 a month for alimony or whatever the hell.
But that was going to stop in December if he didn't have custody of the kids.
Oh, I didn't know
that. That was actually
going
to stop. So that's a lot of people think that's why he cleaned up his act, that now he has the kids. He's going to get the money to support the kids.
And let's face it. Let's say he does get $50,000, $70,000 a month after this. He's still going to pay somebody $5,000 a month or whatever.
Yeah, to help.
To take care of the kids.
Yeah.
He's not going to. Come on.
Yeah, I don't see K-Fed being Father of the Year material.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
As long as he doesn't let Isaiah Thomas babysit, we'll be okay.
Well, they are. I think it's two boys.
It is. Yeah, that wouldn't be Zeke Thomas's category.
No, he's
Zeke Thomas likes the Amazons, women that could beat you into submission.
You know, I just don't understand what these people are thinking.
That's the problem, Randy. They're not thinking.
You got everything going for you. Shut the hell up. Do your job and just move along. just move along. OJ Simpson, move along. Shut up.
Apparently that Rolex fake. That
really?
That's the rumor on the interwebs. You know, anything on the interweb, true.
Maybe he responded to one of those emails.
He did. Somebody was upset with him.
I get so sick and tired of spam email.
I hate that. Even in my work email now, spam.
By the way, I have another story to relate to you. A friend of mine who lives in a house that his sister owns. He's renting it. She's coming home in the middle of October. She lives out of state.
Okay.
And, of course, the guy lives by himself. So it's a guy, you know, just underwear here, mm-hmm. sandwich there, beer can there, you know, beer can here. Yeah, so it's a guy thing. And he says, I got to get the house clean. I said, well, you can borrow my leaf blower.
Those work. Those do work.
And he didn't know what I was talking about. But I have told you this story that when the wife was out of town for 3 days mm-hmm. or 4 days, whatever it was, it's that last day where you're the guy, you got to clean the entire house up. The
first couple of days, it's just everything everywhere.
I didn't feel like dusting or vacuuming, so I used the leaf blower, which did a great job, mm-hmm. I will add, but the house smelled like exhaust fume for a little bit.
That's not bad. Spray some aerosol.
Yeah.
No one knows the difference.
It lights some candles, make the place look romantic.
Why does it smell like that? Chili.
Bologna sandwiches set out, candlelight.
Mmm, bologna.
It's like getting an anal from the doctor.
I haven't had that in a while. Don't care to discuss it.
Doc, as long as I don't feel two hands on my shoulders.
Speaking of taking it in there, what about that? What happened to the Cubs last night?
Did you ever wonder if your mom gave dad a blowjob right before she kissed you goodnight?
Once again, this evil studio has stopped working on us, but we're back.
It is. I think the studio is possessed by the ghost of Ricky Birdsong.
What do you think he's like up in heaven?
Wearing a shirt in the sands of heaven saying, we'll coach for food.
Oh, man.
One of the greatest sideline coaches. Underrated. Because, you know, everyone says Bobby Knight had the great antics. A lot of great coaches with the antics. But for my money, Ricky Birdsong on a bad team, just going along with the crap around him, just loving it.
He was wacky, okay?
He was
nuts.
Yeah.
Is what he was. But to get just shot down on a bike ride, gunned
down.
That's
the Ricky Birdsong deserved better than that.
But I hear that he was wearing a shirt that day that said, kill me.
Yeah. Apparently that was after a game against the Wolverines.
Kill me. I coached the Northwestern Wildcats basketball team with that one dude that played there for years.
Evan Eschmeyer. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we were talking about
Cubbies.
The Cubbies who just choked. Lou choked last night. And then we were talking about the Bears. And I've decided to refer to every quarterback for the Bears as Hump. Hump Grossman, Hump Greasy, and Hump Orton.
The last good Bears quarterback people say was Jim McMahon. Yeah, they won the Super Bowl with him.
Hump McMahon. Yeah,
but statistically, not as good as Rex Grossman.
Look at the list.
Yeah.
Vince Evans.
The Bears, the way the quarterback.
Hump Evans, anyway.
The way the Bears quarterback situation is this year with the revolving door, it takes me back to the days of the end of the Dick Duron era, where they just threw, like, Moses Moreno out there.
Yeah.
They threw out, Will Fuhrer out there. Just someone to snap the football and just so that the game would end. End of the Duron. Well, not Duron. Wants that. Because Duron had, you know.
Right.
Decent quarterback. Eric Kramer and Steve Walsh.
Hump
Jim Miller.
Tom Zach. Hump Fuller.
I bet Tom Zach could get more wins this year at quarterback than any of the guys on the team.
Wins or women?
Women.
I hear he's fathered a few.
Well, that's what happens when you get.
I hear he's Tanya Tucker owns or is the father of one of Tanya Tucker's children.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Kudos to Mike Tomczak. I met Mike Tomczak once and right. Otis Wilson at a
Mama's Boy Otis.
Mama's Boy
one
Otis
of a
Wilson.
Kind.
He is. Met him when I was a kid, the year after they won the Super Bowl at a Aurelio's Pizza in Northwest Indiana. They were there signing autographs for one of the radio stations up there in Chicago, and I got to meet Mike Tomczak and have delicious pizza. It was a good time.
That is so sweet.
Everything a nine-year-old boy would want. Pizza, football.
In a Playboy magazine.
Yes.
And to get to meet a Hump Tomczak. The girls all love Otis for his money and his mind. You know that, don't you?
I do know that.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about the interference that we had, but it's time to roll. There's something else going on with this, and I have never seen that before in my life. I'm getting nervous. This is Randy saying so long.
I'm Ken. God be with us.